It's the 29th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The sale of encrypted devices to groups engaged in illegal activity has led to the arrest of three men from Luton. EncroChat phones, which allow individuals and groups to communicate over an encrypted criminal network, were sold by Jason Russo. The 33-year-old, along with 26-year-old Jamil Ahmed and Mohammed Maya, 32, posed as a legitimate technology company. Simon Mullen, a detective inspector with Operation Costello, a Bedfordshire Police Specialised Organised Crime Team, said, "Turning a blind eye to what you are enabling is no excuse. You will face judgment as if you had committed the offence you enabled." Mr. Russo received a 30-month jail sentence, while his accomplices were handed an 18-month community order. The former reuse centre, just off Mill Street in Bedford, caught fire last week and two people who are inside the building were treated by emergency services. Bedfordshire Fire and Rescue attended and extinguished the blaze. An investigation into the cause is ongoing. Both Bedford and Cannington received a royal visit last week as Duchess Sophie of Edinburgh flew in by helicopter to visit the King's Arms project at the former Guildhouse in Harper Street. The Duchess met staff and was informed of the homeless support programme and shelter run from the centre. She then attended Millfield Green in Cannington to open a retirement village touted as a net zero establishment, the first of its kind in the nation. Real Bedford Football Club are champions once again following the defeat of Cockfosters 3-1 to win the South Midlands Premier Division Cup final. The game at Conley Heath represents Real Bedford's second consecutive League Cup title. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.